We're joined now by News Nation's national security contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Good morning to you, sir. I am wondering, and I think a lot of people are, what are the Israelis waiting for? And doesn't every day that passes let Hamas prepare more for the inevitable ground assault?
Well, good morning, Bob. We're coming up on 2 weeks since October 7th. Israeli airstrikes continue to pound Hamas targets such as their leadership and their command and control and intelligence and weapon systems. You and I have been talking about that for days, by the way. But they've had now up to, I believe, close to 6,000 combat sorties. So they continue. Meanwhile, Israel's cut off the food, the water, the fuel, electricity, and so forth to Gaza. So I think the ground invasion will occur. Now, I'm changing my calculus a little bit. It could be imminent, but it could also be in a week or two. And I say that because it's really based on, obviously, Israeli commanders, they want to have as much intelligence as well as preparation of the battlefield as possible. That's why you're seeing these Israeli air campaigns pound targets to soften the targets above ground. These are Hamas targets, by the way, as well as beneath the ground, because Hamas for a year has had a year to prepare for what they anticipated would be a ground assault. Now, on that note, they've been able to add advanced weapons to their caches. They've been able to actually add miles and miles of extensive underground tunnels and so forth. But the Israelis are facing a challenge internationally. They're facing a challenge where the world, and especially in the Mideast, the Arab countries, see Israel continue just to pound and pound Gaza with their air power. And so that window in terms of, I think, losing even more, from the lack of diplomatic support as well as other support around the world will begin to, that window's going to close. Mm-hmm. And so that's like a pincher. It's now compelling Israel to act. And the third thing is there's the domestic aspect of this. Israeli people themselves are, I'm sure, just as anxious as anyone for this ground assault to kick off.
How is the timetable affected, or is it at all, by what else is going on in the Middle East? As you know, a U.S. destroyer operating near Yemen and three military bases in the Middle East came under drone attacks this week. A couple dozen drones swarmed the USS Kearney. That's a guided missile destroyer. That happened on Thursday. How is all that affecting Israeli plans, do you think? Or is it?
I think it does affect them because, as you referred to real quick, that the Houthis, it's a militant group in Yemen who are focused on taking over Yemen. They're Iranian-backed, by the way, much like Hamas and Hezbollah. And they've been fighting against Saudi Arabia for since 2015. But nonetheless, as you were clearly articulated, the USS Kearney up there in the North Red Sea intercepted three Houthi cruise missiles as well as eight drones that we don't know specifically, but they were heading north. And one target I think all of us would keep in mind was probably in Israel. So that's a challenge. Also, the fact that you've got Hezbollah to the north with a tremendous arsenal and capabilities, although they've had limited forays into Israel and so forth. This is all starting to come together. The other aspect of this is the USS Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group will be entering into the Eastern Med here within probably about 10 days or so. So all the, now you'll have two U.S. carrier strike groups coming in. But again, Israel is really in a point of time, I believe, where if they're going to go, I would think, in the next several days or so, if not sooner. Again, there's all kinds of challenges that they've got both internally and externally, as you mentioned. Nonetheless, as they President Biden was very clear of this. The last thing we want and the last thing Israel wants is to widen the war, widen the conflict, certainly outside of Gaza. And so that's everybody's walking a tightrope here. But so far, U.S. support has not wavered. We're going to be providing even more military capabilities, things they need like ammo, 155-millimeter howitzer, rounds, Iron Dome missile interceptors to continue to defend Israel and so forth. So, but my last point on this is I think Israel, this is not going to be several days, Bob. This won't be a week or two long invasion. This is going to be months. I think you're going to see this take a long, long time. And Israel now is obviously realizing that, so they're mustering not only the international the diplomatic support that they can, but also making sure that they've got the weapons and able to sustain ground operations, not for days or weeks, but for months.
Do you worry about our military personnel and equipment being spread too thin? Hearing the headlines today, Russia says it supports holding regular security talks with North Korea and China to address the threat posed by the United States on the Korean Peninsula. And then there's word that the Pentagon says China's military is making some risky moves and adding nukes in the Asia-Pacific region. So there's a lot going on in the world at the same time, isn't there?
There's a lot going on. In fact, just on China real quick, they are modernizing their military, their air, their ground, and their sea, especially their submarine capability. Modernizing like I've never seen before in my 38 years of active duty and 10 years since. Point one. Point two, the world is becoming much more complex, and the U.S. Can potentially be spread thin. I'm concerned that, and it's been voiced up in Washington, D.C., that it would be very difficult for the United States to really have the resources and maintain the operational capability for two major theater wars. You know, we're engaged in supporting Ukraine against Russia. We need to continue to do that. We certainly need to stand by Israel, with this assault from Hamas and obviously potentially Hezbollah to the north. And that all points towards Iran, by the way. And so, yeah, I am concerned about that. And I know the Pentagon is as well. This is where we need to, go to our defense industry and compel them now, beyond just a business model, but in terms of a national resource and national security to build, back our arms, our supplies and our capabilities, not only for the United States, but to provide those capabilities to our friends and allies, such as, in Ukraine and in Israel. Let them fight their wars, that we support them, because both Ukraine v. Russia and both Israel v. Hamas are in the vital national security interests of the United States. We need to stay after this, but it is. Your question is spot on. We're limited. We're not quite stretched in yet, but we could reach that point.
Scary stuff. Always appreciate you and your perspective here. Lieutenant General Richard Newton, News Nation National Security Contributor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.